Holly, Holly, Whitener, Whitener. Today is 1/15/5662. This is a obese 61-year-old woman who works as a secretary with her husband. They have an environmental company called WBI, period. She's no stranger to urinary tract infection, and she gets them once a year, but no more. Today, she comes in with dysuria, some flank pain, some nausea, no vomiting, no high fever. Your analysis shows 2+ blood and positive, +1 leukocytes, period. She suffers from hyperlipidemia normally. She doesn't have any high blood pressure issue, even though blood pressure is elevated today in big letters. COVID immunization and medication, Crestor. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, surgery, 3 C-sections. Last period, a few years ago, when she had a hysterectomy. She does drink from time to time. She doesn't smoke. She is married. She has 3 children. Maintenance exam, mammogram, hasn't been done for some time. Ordered today. Colonoscopy, I said 3 or 4 of them. Family history. Mom is alive with hypertension, high cholesterol, Alzheimer's. Dad died, but she doesn't know exactly what of. Patient's alert, awake, no distress. Patient's pain, allergy, pain medication, including Dilaudid and Vicoprofen. Review of system, she's had strong family history of stroke in the past. She's had a history of fatty liver, carotid stenosis. She also wants to lose weight. She wants to look at her thyroid to make sure she doesn't have any nodules so she can get on Ozempic. She's had some leg pain, was told that one time. She has peripheral vascular disease and definitely having abdominal pain and lower abdominal pain over her bladder related to her urinary tract infection, period. She weighs 214 pounds. She's alert. She's awake 96%, 98.3, 16, 88, 153 over 93. Once again, blood pressure is normally well controlled at home on no medication. Heart positive, one positive, 2 lungs are clear, abdomen soft, tenderness over the bladder, there's no rebound, there's no rigidity, there's no CVA tenderness, there's no evidence of appendicitis, there's no pain over the appendix, there's negative McBurney, negative Murphy, neurological non-focal or extremely shows pilodema. Assessment number 1, UTI, number 2, Rocephin, number 3, SeptoDS, number 4, check blood work, number 5, Ozempic, to start when her blood work comes back, if everything is negative. Next one is fatty liver, next one is carotid stenosis, next one is palpitation, next one is echocardiogram, it shows possible right ventricular enlargement, next one is not interested in a workup of sleep apnea, next one is instead wants to lose weight, next one is her daughter lost 50 pounds in Ozempic, she wants to do the same thing, next one is mild PVD in the lower extremity noted, next one is growing pain related to her urinary tract infection. Next number, thyroid within normal limits. Next number is no evidence of thyroid nodule. Next number is no family history of thyroid cancer. Next number, abdominal exam of the ultrasound shows fatty liver. Next number is blood work obtained. Next number is come back next week. Next number is mammogram ordered. Next number, lose weight regarding fatty liver. Next number is SeptoDS. Next number, abdominal pain. Next number, 5 cm renal cyst was also noted on the ultrasound. We'll do a CT right away. Next number, metabolic syndrome. Next number, family history stroke. Thank you.